Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf Tes. The Gemara, today's Daf, is discussing the concept of Ein Safik Moitzi Midevadai. The Gemara asks, is that true on Daf Tes Amar Aleph? Do we say Ein Safik Moitzi Midevadai? Vatanya, we have a Braisa about a Chavar Shemes. A Chavar is somebody who's Neman, and we say that he for sure always takes Meiser as soon as he's Mechoyiv to take the Meiser. He died now, Viniach Megurim Aleh Peiros. He left over a storage house full of Peiros. Vafilo Himine Yeman. Meaning, they just became a chuyev. They just had the miruach done to them. They just became a quote-unquote bar chiyuva in chiyuv ma'isa. Rei mecheskas mesukanin. We say that they are ma'osir because we could assume there's a chazaka that a chaver was ma'asir as peiros. He makes sure to take care of it right away. And even before he died, he was ma'asir them. Asks the Gemara of a hahacha devadei tefili. They certainly were tavel before they had the miruach. Hani peiri. These peiros were tavel. V'savak mu'usarin. V'savak lo mu'usarin. They have a suffolk whether they had meiser taken from them or not. And we still see that a suffolk is meiser midevadai, vadai tavel, and suffolk mu'usarin, suffolk na mu'usarin. Rashi explains, why is there a suffolk mu'usarin and suffolk na mu'usarin? Rashi says in the Ramaschal vadai, that at the time that they were Pnei Abayis, when they had the chi of meiser, suffolk isran chavar zeh, suffolk lo isran, v'asi suffolk zeh, meiser peris alalu midevadai, tavel, why, mishum, the Rav Chaverim Ma'asrin Heim Miyad Kodim Sheyenicha Mitachas Yadoi. A Chaver, Rav Chaverim, take the Meiser off immediately before they're going to walk away, before they're going to allow the Tfua to be placed away, put away in the storage house. So Rashi says that the Suffolk is based on a Rav, meaning, I have a Rav here, and still we're saying it's a Suffolk. But Chana Wasserman asks in Kevit Shurim, Ois Lamed Vav, the kasha, the kiva, the ikaruba, ain't a suffix, but tali beplukta, ichesh shilim yuta, vahachale maisiach plukta. L'chaira, there's a rave here. Why is it a suffix? It should be telling the machlaikis, Rabban and Rameir all over Shas, are we chayesh for a miyut or not? If we're not chayesh for a miyut, we go basa rave. Why isn't this a classical case of rave, and it should be a vade as well? The question gets a little bit stronger, because Gemara's answer is, this is not a suffix, this is a vade. You know why it's a vade? Because of Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina says, Chazaka al chaver she'en moitzi mitachas yadoi dover she'en mesukin. I have a chazaka here, that a chaver won't allow something which is not mesukin to leave his hands, and he took care of it right away. Asks the Binas Adam, we have a klal, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Here, when I am using the rave to say that rave of chaverim do meiser, take meiser right away, then we say it's a suffik. However, when I come onto the chazaka of chazaka, al chavish ein moitzi mitachas yadoi, davar sheinu mesukin, then we say it's a vadai. What's going on here? Ruba chazaka, ruba adif. Rav is always stronger than chazaka. Answers the Binas Adam in Shar Harav, I believe it's called. Shar Rav chazaka in Oiz Vav. And he says as follows, Venerali, when do we say that ruba chazaka is ruba adif? Well, first he says that the makar for this is from Para Aduma. That we have a person who is a Vadai Tomei, he has Becheskas Toma, the rave of a para not being a treifa, that's the Makar, the Rubav Chazaka's Ruba Adif. Says the Binas Adam, who is the Mechaber of the Chachmas Adam, the Sefer is actually found in the back of the Chachmas Adam, this country is Binas Adam, and he says as follows, this that we learn out from para, that a rave is better than a Chazaka, is only in a rave which is Memela. The Teva is that there's a rave telling us that a certain situation is true. For example, by the para, Rav tells us the Rav animals are not treifas. There we say that Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba is adif. However, in a situation where the Rav is tali in a maisa, and the chazaka is only through a maisa, then we certainly say that the chazaka is better than the Rav. And he explains, this that we say that you go basa Rav doesn't mean that it's a vadai, because there's always a miyut telling you, like the other tzad, which is essentially the machlokes, Reb Meir, and the chacham, we chayish for the miyut or not. So where I say that you go basur roiv, even though there's a miyut, that's gzeiras hakasuv. That we should not look at the suffik, and the Torah says, let's give this a din vadai. And he brings makarios for this. This is really a much larger discussion. But the point over here that he wants to say to answer this question is, that our sugya is not the roiv where Chazal said, Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. That's only in a roiv, which is tali and teva. However, where the roiv is based on a maisa, like over here, we say that the roiv tells us that roiv chavir mama asrin, so there's still going to be a suffik. Even though there's a kasev that says it should go basa roiv, the Torah was matter this suffik. However, Lemaisa, the Metzius is still a matzav of Safik. And that's why the Gemara in the Havamina held that even though it's a Rav, it's a Safik. Rabbanan asked, it's a Rav, it's not a Safik. The answer is, this is still considered a Safik, because this is a Rav, which is Tali in a Maisa. And it goes with the Klalim of Safik and Vaday. And the Gemara thought on the Havamina, since this is still a Safik, and we're trusting that the Maiser was Mesukin, so we say, we see, that Safik is Maitzim Midei Vaday. Answers the Gemara, no. Over here, we're not basing it on Rav. We're basing it on the Chazakah. Which Chazakah? A Chazakah that a Chavar does not allow something which is not Mesukin to leave his hands. Now, the Chazakah says there's no Safik. Since the Chazakah says there's no Safik, so then we have a Vaday, that the Chazakah tells us that there's no Safik here, and therefore, even though it was a Vaday Tevel, the new Chazakah comes and tells us that it's Vaday not Tevel, and this is not a Sugya of Safik and Vaday. This now becomes Vaday and Vaday. So what we're saying essentially is that there's a difference between a Rav which is based on a Teva and a Rav which is based on a Maisa. A Rav which is based on a Teva, the Binas Adam says, that's where you have the Klalim of Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. There it's Xeris HaKas, the Torah tells us that even though it's an Amatzav HaSafik, we still go Basar the Rav. However, when I have a Rav which is based on a Maisa, there we say that the Matzav is still a Matzav of Safik, as opposed to a Chazaka, which has a Maisa. Like the Chazaka over here, Chazaka on a Chavar who's not Moitzi, something which is not Mesukin Mitachas Yadai, the Binas Adam says, it's as if we saw with our own eyes that he already had the Maiser taken off. And this Chazaka is for sure better than a Rav, and therefore only the Maskana of the Gemara that we're relying on the Chazaka, then we say that it's not a Safik and a Vadai. Although this is a very large Sugya, discussed in many different places, in many different Rishonim and Achreinim, Rabbi Elchanan's question is a very strong one, and the Binas Adam's Teretz is certainly worth keeping in mind as you go through Shas and learning the Sugyas of Rav and Chazaka. Have a wonderful day.